You just have to listen.
With Misty Jordan.
Bring it.
Bow Wow is ready for a name change. In an Instagram video, he said that he's retiring. Good old Bow Wow.
Breaking news, man. After the BET Awards, I'm changing my name. I'm going with my real name. No more Bow Wow after June 29th, man. Shad Moss is what it is. New era, new money.
So she said that Shad Moss will reflect the next chapter and challenge of his life. He said Bow Wow doesn't fit him anymore. It's time for Mr. Moss to take over. So after the BET Awards, you heard it. The death of Bow Wow and the rebirth of Shad Moss.
So it's Diddy, P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs, Puffy.
Sean John.
So we're going to see how many times he changes this. We'll see. We'll see.
Jeremy Meeks, that's the guy who's seen his mugshot. The light-skinned guy with the bright blue eyes. Who has been just about everywhere. He's in jail. He was arrested, put in jail. His mugshot has been plastered everywhere. And women have been raising money to get this man out of jail. His bail is $900,000.
Yeah.
Strangers have raised more than $4,000 for this Jeremy Meeks to get him out of jail. He is married. And we'll post a picture on our Instagram if you've not seen it. It's the Power Morning Crew on Instagram. We'll also post it on our Facebook page. Power Morning Crew at Power 107.5. So now a tattoo company is coming forward saying that they will remove the tattoos for him because his mom said that she believes that he's been stereotyped for his tattoos.
But he's been in trouble for how long?
Since 2002, I believe.
And even one of those crimes, he actually beat up a minor?
According to reports.
Yeah, according to reports. Yeah. I mean, he's in a jail docket, so.
Yeah, but you know, if you've been arrested for it, you're not charged with the crime, you're not convicted of it, it doesn't mean you did it.
Okay.
I know. I'm just saying but legally, that's what we have to say.
What I find amazing is that all these women out here want a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Want a man that had A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But then one dude.
His with a pretty face.
His mugshot comes up and women start going, he goes viral.
Yeah, CNN talked to him while he was in jail and said, hey, do you know that you're getting all this attention? He said he had no idea. He had no idea these strangers are raising money for him just based on the fact that he's fine. We have a coworker here who was like, I put $100 on his books.
See what I'm saying?
Her name rhimes with Tina. I didn't mean to say.
Her name rhymes with
Gina.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
It's not Tina. Okay, yeah. It's Tina.
But what did you say when you first seen this picture?
I thought he was fine. Like, he has a chiseled face.
Uh-huh.
I think he's fine, for sure. And I definitely had my rounds with bad boys. You know, where you say, good bad boys ain't no good, but good boys ain't no fun. I got to be honest. I definitely have had my dingling and dangling and hanging out with the bad boys.
Let me explain something to you. I used to actually be real, I mean, back in the day when I was dating and stuff like that, I was nice. I do the flowers, all stuff like that. And it was getting me nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I actually became a blank. I became one of them. I'd be like, put the word in front of it. And I start really getting on. After I really start just like not paying attention, not doing A, B, C, D, it was like working. And I was like, so being nice is not working.
So.
But when you a blank, when you being out there just being.
A jerk,
really, it works. I mean, so when I hear women say, I want this good man, mm-hmm. I want him to do A, B, C, D, do they really want that?
I'd say you definitely have a bad boy phase. Well, I had a bad boy phase. And then you grow out of it. And you realize, okay, maybe not so much. Because this is the kind of stuff you have to deal with for the rest of your life.
So,
this guy's been in and out of jail since he was 2002.
So why should us good guys sit up there and wait for y'all to go through y'all bad boy phase, be all trumped on
we'll
and beat down and stuff like
hang in there, good guys.
Are you serious?
Hang in there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Good guys that's been going to, man. They ain't even no good girls in church at times.
Yeah, so give us a call. Good girls, are you still talking to bad guys?
Wow.
What's so attractive about them?